I'm Zvonko Fazarens. I used to manage a laboratory at Hewlett-Packard before my retirement, and I've been retired now for quite some time.
Okay.
I'm really impressed with what I'm seeing today here in the open house for HP Labs. My love, of course, was with HP Lab because I stayed with it for about 30 years, and consequently I'm very much interested in what's going on here. And when I had an opportunity recently to ask the CEO, Mark Hurd, about what's happening to HPL, I was extremely pleased when he said that he wants to see more R than before. And this is something that really makes me happy, and I can tell that I have seen much of that happening in reality.
So you spent 30 years at labs. What were some of the projects that you worked on?
Initially, I came from Stanford, where I did my PhD in radio astronomy. So I tried to use some of the knowledge that I gained there to produce an instrument, which at that time was the only product that Hewlett-Packard was making. That was way before computers. That, unfortunately, wasn't successful. There was not enough buyers to do it. But then we were developing a number of instruments at that time. At the coffee breaks, you know, we were mostly asking, what instrument are you working on? That was the day. But Mr. Hewlett and Mr. Packard were daily visitors to the labs at that time, every morning. You know, they would come in. They were so familiar with most of the people there that they would even ask questions like, is your grandmother any better?
Yeah.
They were so intimately familiar with what we were doing.
Yeah.
Extremely nice people.
Yeah.
I came to the United States from Yugoslavia. And my reason for that was that I needed a doctorate because I started teaching there. And I was hoping in 1 year to go back to teaching, but it took 4 years at Stanford. And after 4 years, one does not leave California. So I stayed here and I applied to Hewlett-Packard and was admitted.
What year did you start?
I started in 1965 at Hewlett-Packard, January 1965. It was an interesting story I might relate here. For all new employees, Bill Hewlett and Dave Packer organized sort of a reception to acquaint themselves with them. So that was also the case with me. And at the dinner, Mr. Packer asked me, I said, how do you like it so far? I said, I must tell you that I have found more socialism here than back in Yugoslavia. And he said, call it anything but socialism.
So he wasn't a socialist.
No. Anyway, the HP way, you know, has left this impression on me. And we were talking in communist countries, they're talking about profit sharing, but they don't have profit sharing. But Hewlett-Packard did have profit sharing. So this is what induced my comments.
Right.
Anyway, I was very fortunate to have known both founders of the company, and they were really tremendous people, and I'm not surprised that the company succeeded under their leadership as it did.
And what you've come here today then to catch up with some of the more recent research, what do you see now that interests you?
I can see that the HP research is following the general trend in the world, you know, that the science is not limited to engineering, that science reaches out into other domains, and we have seen in the first of all in new domains like nanotechnology, and second into domains that initially don't seem to have anything to do with science, you know, ecology, energy, and all of these things, which are the science of the future, healthcare and all of this. So it is really exciting to see, you know, that HP Lab is not only following, but maybe even leading the way into some of those areas that will be very important for the future of this country.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.